welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It is Tuesday, and so every other Tuesday, my guest, Dr. Michael Rosen, joins us, and it is good to have you back, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and I'm glad to be here again.
It's always great to have you, man. There's so much going on right now. Any political junkie is overdosing. locally, nationally,
well,
you know.
It's an election day.
Yeah.
In Wisconsin and elsewhere, and it's going to be, especially in light of what happened in Kansas, which was very interesting, the vote on
the abortion.
Abortion issue, where overwhelmingly
Democrats
and Republicans voted to keep the right for women to make medical choices for themselves. It'll be interesting to see what happens in places like Michigan and Wisconsin takes place in these primaries.
You know, Dr. Rosen, I had a conversation with a conservative friend, and contrary to popular beliefs, I do have conservative friends, and we had this conversation on yesterday, and he said to me that Republican women really don't care about the abortion issue. I said, you're wrong, and I hope you guys keep thinking that way, because there's something about the kinship of women. Even though, you know, it might not always be the case, but taking away the woman's right is not just something that Republican women are going to say yay to and cheer. There are Republican women who resent the fact that people that these men and others have taken away their rights. And their rights to their bodies, and so that's not just a Democratic or Republican issue.
I think that there's probably a split among Republican women on this issue.
A split is good, though.
Yeah, I think that some for religious reasons, or for at least what they think are religious reasons, and not understanding the real science are pretty militantly anti-abortion, but I think there are a number of another group of Republican women who are conservative economically, want low taxes, less regulation,
right.
But they don't want to see the government regulating their healthcare choices, so they're a little more consistent in terms of their deregulatory views, and I think we saw that somewhat even in the last election, presidential election, where although Waukesha County, Ozaukee County, Washington County,
yeah,
which are strong
conservative
Republican strongholds, they saw a decline in the percentage of the winning percentage that Republicans got. And that was partly a rejection of Donald Trump, and it's mainly attributed to women who in the past have voted Republican are now had deserted Trump for a number of reasons, his policies and also just his general persona.
Let me ask you something, Dr. Rosen. You and I have been around a while. You see Donald Trump. You know the man's a criminal. We all know he's a criminal. We all know he will say and do anything to retain his power. We know that he really doesn't care about the average person. His concern is solely about himself, his family, his wealth. We know this man really doesn't care about this nation. His actions prove all those things. All the different laws that he's broken, for heaven's sakes, he's been indicted twice. And yet there's still such a strong group of people who will follow him off a cliff. What are your thoughts about that? Do you think those people really understand, Dr. Rosen, who and what Donald Trump is, or they've just bought into his the aura of who he is.
Well, I think, for lack of a better term, they're true believers. I mean, one of the problems is that once they got rid of the equal time doctrine,
yeah, right,
with media, a lot of people. And with the proliferation of the internet, so that you can pick your facts, right, on the news, a lot of people are no longer well informed. They're informed by very partisan media, and so they don't get the facts. So, for example, on the issue of global warming, which is a consensus among everyone who studies that issue, right, all of the scientists who study that issue, there's a consensus. And for people who aren't scientists like myself, you can see it with the catastrophic climate events, the once-in-a-lifetime catastrophic climate events that are taking place
all over the world
multiple times a year,
yeah,
which were predicted because of global warming. The combination of media that is partisan, that is Fox News and other even worse forms like Alex Jones, et cetera,
right,
and funding from corporations that stand to gain from or profit from the denial of climate change, for example, just as tobacco companies profited,
right,
and funded research, funded people who are willing to deny,
yes,
that tobacco was carcinogenic. Oil companies have funded research to deny or question climate change. And so people live in these silos, and if that's all the information they get, they tend to believe it. I mean, Donald Trump, remember, when he was running, said he could
shoot somebody right,
on Fifth Avenue and people would still vote for him. So he clearly thinks that lots of his voters are Trump, are chumps, not Trumps, but chumps. But the fact of the matter is that there is a hardcore group of the electorate, probably 39%, 40%, 41%, who would follow the man off a bridge. And that's unfortunate because it really affects our politics, and it affects the middle and working class people in this
country. Dr. Rosen, 40% of people who are willing to follow a psychopath, nobody can question whether or not Donald Trump is a psychopath, and they're willing to follow him even in the face of the things that we know. So you're watching the fact that the FBI invaded, his boudoir on last night, and Americans who can't claim to be patriotic and believe in the flag and love the Constitution and all of those things are saying, what an injustice. How dare the FBI? You can't talk about you love the nation and the laws of the nation, but then when a judge legally has information and requests that the FBI do this, which is normal, right? And yet you are willing to push back against that and then say, to hell with the FBI, we got to destroy the FBI. That's a dangerous reality.
Yeah.
Dr. Rosen, we're talking about. We saw what happened on January 6th. Now we've got people talking about challenging the FBI, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the FBI has, in my opinion, a sordid history in this country.
Yeah, I talked about it earlier.
Yeah. On the other hand, in this case, they could only engage in this investigation if a judge was presented with sufficient evidence from the Justice Department that the judge could reasonably conclude that a crime had been committed. So there are checks and balances in this particular case. It's quite different, say, for example, than the assassination of Fred Hampton.
Yeah, I talked about that earlier.
Yeah, where, and of course, that wasn't the FBI, it was the Chicago Police Department.
Right.
But the FBI did have a program to both exterminate and discredit
civil
rights activists,
yes.
Whether from Dr. King, Malcolm X.
Right.
And it was in that context that, of course, Fred Hampton and many others were assassinated. That's quite different than this, where the head of the Justice Department, Attorney General Merrick Garland,
right.
Who's a very cautious individual, and I think most people recognize that, clearly was presented with sufficient evidence, and he had to convince a judge. The White House had no role in this. And so, in fact, one of the differences between the Biden administration and the Trump administration is that the Trump administration used the Justice Department as an arm of the Trump administration and really of Donald Trump, which is contrary to the purpose and mission of the Justice Department. Biden has made it clear that the Justice Department will be entirely independent of the White House. And so those who are alleging that this is the Democrats and Joe Biden continuing a war on Donald Trump are simply misinformed. And again, it's the problem is these silos where people, we don't all operate off the same set of facts anymore.
So, Dr. Rosen, hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. My guest is Dr. Michael Rosen. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.